Emma Hatton's here with some new housing stats out this morning.
Yeah, that's right, Corin. We've had the Real Estate Institute's House Price Index, which has landed this morning. Data for October shows house prices have increased almost 20% year on year. The median house price for New Zealand now $725,000, and Auckland's median house price hit the $1 million mark for the first time. So some pretty big gains across that housing market, as we've been talking about during the program.
And more to come over summer, maybe.
Possibly. It's certainly being signalled. I mean, its inventory levels are still well down year on year. There's 18.7% less in the kitty and up for sale. Did lift slightly month on month, which is, you know, a bit of relief for people out there looking for property. But look, it's just not what anyone expected. And I guess shows how much people's concern around future price rises is adding to their determination to buy in now before prices potentially rise even further.
All right, give us the latest on the markets from, US is closed, is it?
Hasn't closed just yet, but tech stocks are bouncing back. They're due to close pretty shortly. They had 2 days of selling off those tech stocks, and I suppose the price has become quite attractive for some growth-oriented investors. Also, perhaps the realisation that the vaccine isn't going to solve near-term pandemic issues in the US. And also, markets appearing to broadly, you know, shrug off legal challenges from President Donald Trump. At this stage, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.1%. The broader S&P 500 is up 0.7%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ is doing the best today, up 1.8%. Meanwhile, our own top 50 index starts today at 12,666 points after another gain yesterday of 53 points. That's another record close for it. And the dollar cracked the 69 US cent mark yesterday afternoon after the RBNZ's monetary policy statement. It's now settled and is trading at 68.8 US cents. Also 94.5 Australian, 52 pence, 0.584 euro, 72.6 yen and 4.56 yuan. Brent crude oil continues to make gains, but slow today though, up 1%, 44.06 US dollars a barrel. And gold is down a handful of dollars, it's at 1,864 US dollars an ounce. And the business team, of course, will be back at around 12:20 in Midday Report. We've got a bunch of company earnings to report, Sanford's full year and half year earnings for Infratil and Xero.